From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump indicates a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict may not be the only way to peace. He made his remark Wednesday during a joint White House news conference alongside Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
So I'm looking at two-state and one-state, and I like the one that both parties like.
Mr. Trump said he could live with either one. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas responded, saying he's committed to the two-state solution, an end to Israeli occupation, and creation of a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishbeck expressed surprise at this apparent change in longstanding U.S. policy.
There's a global consensus that this is the only way to go. There is a global consensus backed by countless UN resolutions that this is the way forward. Settlements are illegal. There should be a full withdrawal to the 1967 borders.
He said what's been lacking to achieve a two-state solution is pressure from the U.S. Mr. Netanyahu said two obstacles to peace remain.
First, the Palestinians must recognize the Jewish state. They have to stop calling for Israel's destruction. They have to stop educating their people for Israel's destruction.
The second, he said, is that Israel must retain security control over land east of the Jordan River to prevent creation of what he called another radical Islamist terrorist state. The Burundian government reportedly indicates it will not take part in peace talks scheduled to resume Thursday in Tanzania, but government statements cited irregularities in the organization of the talks. The country's political crisis began when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intention to seek a third term in 2015.